From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. That's the sound of people on Calle Ocho responding to the news of Fidel Castro's death. Although the former leader of Cuba died in Havana, the impact his passing had on South Florida probably qualifies it as the most notable death in our region. As the year 2016 draws to a close, we're taking a few minutes to look at some of the people we've lost this year in the worlds of politics, sports, the arts, and in WLRN's own family. With us in the studio is Miami Herald feature writer Howard Cohen. He also writes obituaries for some of South Florida's most interesting and influential people. Howard, on the subject of Cuba, Janet Reno died in November, and her history will be inextricably intertwined with a little boy named Elion Gonzalez.
Janet Reno's decision to return Elion Gonzalez to his father in Cuba certainly resonated in South Florida and angered many of the exiles. But here's a woman who was raised by two journalists in South Florida, and her mother wrestled alligators. She stood her ground, just like her parents did, and right or wrong, popular or not, she never backed down. She once said, "The buck stops with me."
The sports world sustained a very heavy blow this year.
Fernandez, left field, it's deep!
Even if someone is not a big baseball fan, it was very hard not to be stunned at the news of the death of Jose Fernandez.
It was hard not to be touched as well. I mean, here's a guy who was 24, and he had arrived in Miami just like 8 years before on a boat from Cuba. So that resonated with a lot of our residents as well. And he played with such joy, and the Marlins manager said after his death that he was like a little boy just watching him play that game with such joy. I mean, how could you not be touched by that? Such a tragic loss.
Howard, in 2016, South Florida's theater scene lost someone who threw his heart and soul into the local art scene. When I dug into WLRN's archives and tried to find some video or audio, I could not find anything on him. And, you know, perhaps that is a fitting tribute to Charlie Cinnamon. This was someone who worked behind the scenes and out of the spotlight for so many years.
I think Charlie would love what you just said. His whole life was about giving to others. That's what his career was. He was a press agent. He lived to elevate others and to share their stories and to celebrate their successes. The Coconut Grove Arts Festival exists solely because he created it as a publicity stunt more than 50 years ago. It wasn't supposed to be a world-renowned art festival. It was merely to get eyes to look at the Coconut Grove Playhouse marquee, and he put art in front of it. What a brilliant idea. What a brilliant man and a lovely man.
No matter where you work, it is never easy losing one of your own. And in our newsroom, the loss of Alan Tomlinson hit us hard. Alan was WLRN's director of television programming and production and just an extraordinary documentary filmmaker. One of his most remarkable films was Treblinka's Last Witness. This was about Samuel Villenberg, the last survivor of the notorious Nazi death camp. Here's a clip of Alan talking about his first meeting with Villenberg.
I sat listening over several days to Samuel tell this story, and I was spellbound. Not only is the story itself so appalling and gripping, but Samuel himself is just a consummate storyteller.
Alan had such a passion for his subjects, and he got there because he was in the world of journalism for his life and put his own life at risk so many times. So he knew a good story that would touch listeners and viewers.
Howard, even before the 24-hour news cycle that we're in now, obit writers had to get to the essence of somebody's life in a very short amount of time, on a very tight deadline. How are you able to do that?
Well, pretty much, I'm looking for that commonality. I want you, the reader, to recognize yourself in the story I'm telling. I want you to be touched by something that this person did in the community or in his life or her life, and what moved you. So I just love sharing those stories. It just seems to come natural, but I love telling these stories of great South Floridians.
And he does it so extraordinarily well. We have been chatting with feature writer Howard Cohen. He writes the obits for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.